Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. We're continuing to talk about money and the history of money. Money down through the ages. Now, I did say something yesterday. I said everybody uses money and we need money to buy things. And people like to make a lot of money. People like to get jobs that earns them a lot of money. But just how important is money? What do you think? Carolyn, what do you think about this? How important is money in our lives?
Well, I think it depends on the way you look at it. If money is the most important thing in your life, then that's probably not good because money really isn't that vital to your happiness. If you want to have a happy life, you should just make more friends, spend time with your family, your loved ones, and build relationships. But money is important to buy food and clothing, to buy shelter, we learned that word. So you need a house, you need a place to live. So money is important.
It is important. The Bible does say, though, the love of money is the root of all evil. So be careful how much you love money. All right, let's get started learning more about the history of money. Money down through the ages.
Money down through the ages. Flying money. Metal currency has many practical advantages. It's durable and pretty hard to fake. But it has one drawback. It's heavy. During China's Tang Dynasty, merchants and government officials alike grew tired of carrying around large numbers of heavy coins. So the government started issuing certificates that could be exchanged for cash. These certificates were called flying money, possibly because of their light weight or their tendency to blow away. But flying money wasn't official currency. The first official paper bills were printed around 200 years later during the Song Dynasty.
Hello, friends. This is your word, Lady Ellen. We're back for our last day this month. Currency, another word we use for money, can take many forms. In part two of this month's history article on money, we'll learn about some of the other types of currencies that have been used before. Let's take a look at our keywords for the day before we start. Drawback. Drawback is a noun. That computer looks great, but one drawback is that it's so expensive. Certificate. Certificate is a noun. This certificate proves that I graduated from college. Revenue. Revenue is a noun. The revenue from Victor's company almost doubled last year. Speculate. Speculate is a verb. It's too early to speculate about who will win the next election. Your more information words are Siberia. Siberia is a noun. Czar. Czar is a noun. Let's dive in and find out more.
Well, this is a very interesting way to look at money. I had never heard of flying money before, but that is what we are talking about today. Yesterday, we talked about metal currencies, like gold and silver being made into coins. But we will learn a little bit why they didn't want to continue using those coins. We read, metal currency has many practical advantages. It's pretty durable, or it's durable, and pretty hard to fake. So there are some good things about using metal for your money.
That's right. And as you can see here, the word fake is a verb. Usually I use it as an adjective. This money is fake. But here, This hard money metal is hard to fake. Now, what do you call fake money? That is called counterfeit money. counterfeit. Is it real? Is it a real $1,000 bill, or is it just a counterfeit bill? That's a good question to ask. And it's easier to fake paper money. So, we're learning about metal money here, but it has one drawback. It's heavy. That's one drawback to metal money.
It is a drawback, and drawback is a word from our word bank. A drawback is something that makes something that is probably really good not quite as good as it could be. So one drawback to metal money is that it's really heavy, but there are lots of other good things about it.
It's true, but it does have some drawbacks. Well, what are some other things that have drawbacks? Maybe you really want to go to a private school, and everything about this school is great. But the drawback is it costs a lot of money. So lots of things in life have positive sides, but then of course they also have drawbacks.
That's right. Now, this is a very interesting sentence that begins with the word but. And Steve and Ken have something they want to share with us about that in the information cloud.
There are things about English grammar, usage, and punctuation that we've been told are rules when actually they're not.
Welcome, everybody, to another installment of English Rule or English Myth. Today's topic deals with starting a sentence with a conjunction. If you've been taught that this is wrong, unlearn it.
Conjunctions are words like and, however, because, and therefore that link sentences, clauses, phrases, and words together.
In today's lesson, our author uses the conjunction but 3 times to start a sentence.
Now, many high school English teachers will frown upon this, but really, there's no rule against it. In regard to this practice, the only thing that professional writers and editors warn against is placing a comma after the but.
Right. Now, to be sure, as a writer, you'll want to do this carefully and sparingly. But when done right, a but at the front lends a sentence impact and emphasis.
And starting a sentence with and is useful for writers who want to keep a narrative moving along. Using however highlights the starkness of a contrast that the author is making.
And because and therefore at the beginning of a sentence make very effective transitions.
我们在学校常常会学到一些关于英文作文的 rules, 规则,其中之一就是 conjunctions, 连接词,像 and, but, however, because, 不能够放在一个句子的句首。其实我们可以将这个规则,就像美国人说的 throw out the window, 丢出窗外,就是将它忘了。因为今天的课文里,我们就看到作者将 but 放在句首3次。当然太频繁的将连字连接词放在句首也不好，但适度的破例会让我们的文章更有活力，更具吸引力。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you guys. Now, let's continue here. During China's Tang Dynasty, merchants and government officials alike grew tired of carrying around large numbers of heavy coins.And maybe they had these coins in large bags. Either way, it was very heavy, so people grew tired of carrying these things around. What do you grow tired of? You could also say, I got tired of doing something, so I just wanted to stop.
That's right. So you can grow tired of doing something or become tired or get tired of doing something. So...They grew tired of carrying around these heavy coins, and I'm sure it actually made them tired to carry these coins.
That's right. And so what happened? So the government started issuing certificates that could be exchanged for cash. Exchange. Well, that means to swap. You can swap certificates for cash, but let's take a look at this word from our word bank, a certificate. This is something that has value. Now, there are many different kinds of certificates, right, Carolyn?
There are. So, it is an official document that represents something. And here we're talking about certificates that represent an amount of money. We still use certificates, actually, called gift certificates. Maybe you don't want to write a check or give someone cash, so you go to a store and you get them a gift certificate as a gift.
That's a great idea, especially if someone enjoys reading. You could give them a gift certificate to a bookstore, and then they can buy whatever they want with that gift certificate. There are other kinds of certificates. If you want to be a teacher, you might need to have a teacher's certificate or get certified. If you want to be a diver, you need to have your diving certificate to dive alone.
That's right. Well, talking about these certificates that represented the money they were using, these certificates were called flying money, possibly because of their light weight or their tendency to blow away. So, heavy coins turned into flying money.
And why? I love this reason. And this is a great name for this because money or paper money really does have a tendency to blow away if you're not careful. So, what do we see here? But flying money wasn't official currency. It wasn't official yet. The first official paper bills were printed around 200 years later during the Song Dynasty. So I like to learn about the history of money, how it started with flying money, but now became official paper bills.
That's right. And it's very interesting that it was not official currency. So even though you could use these bills, you could trade them with other people, and they did represent an amount of money, you still needed to go to a bank or an official building to exchange the bills for coins before you could buy anything with them.
All right. Well, we have more to learn about money down through the ages in the next part of our lesson. But first, let's spend some time with Michelle in the language lab. She's waiting to teach us some things there.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。今天第一个重点，我们看 drawback 这个名词。draw 是指拉，所以 drawback 往后拉，延伸出来的意思就是指缺点或短处。例如 ，one of the drawbacks of living in a dorm is having no privacy。住在宿舍的缺点之一就是没有隐私。或者是 the main drawback of this marketing strategy is its high cost. 这个行销策略的最大的缺点就是花费很高。继续我们看的是 certificate 这个名词。certificate 是指执照或证书。注意 C 后面的 A 要发 E 的音念成 certificate。例如 after 2 years of studying, Janet finally got her teaching certificate. 经过两年的苦读 ,Janet 终于拿到了教师执照。或者是 the birth certificate has the baby's footprints on it. 这个宝宝的出生证明书上有他的脚印。
In our lesson today, Money Down Through the Ages, we're learning a little bit more about the history of money. And the first section was called Flying Money. Do you have any flying money? It was called flying money because that's what it did when the wind blew it away. It looked like it was flying away. Nobody wants their money to fly away from them. Well, we have more to learn about the history of money in our next section called Fur Tax.
Money down through the ages. Fur tax. In 17th century Russia, hunters and trappers flooded into Siberia in search of fur, which they hoped would earn them great wealth. Some say fur accounted for over 10% of Russia's revenue at this time. To take advantage of this trend, Russia's czars set a tax that could only be paid in fur. Today, money comes mostly in the form of bills or coins. But as we look toward the future, some speculate that electronic money will come to replace coins and bills. Who knows where the future of money is headed?
this section is all about fur. So as you can see, I have my fur right here. And Gabe, you have your fur as well, yes?
Yes, it's wonderful. It looks like leopard print fur. Just so you know, this is not real animal fur. It just looks like animal fur.
Yes, but it is all about fur. We are learning about the fur tax, so we are wearing a little bit of fake fur. Well, let's continue reading the fur tax. In 17th century Russia, hunters and trappers flooded into Siberia in search of fur, which they hoped would earn them great wealth.
Well, fur can be worth a lot of money. As you probably know, people will spend a lot of money for the fur of certain kinds of animals. They make fur coats and things made out of fur, like this. So we're talking about the 17th century Russia and how these hunters and trappers, they went into Siberia. Now, where is Siberia? That's a big chunk of the earth in North Asia. Actually, it makes up 77% of the Russian territory.
Ah, so they flooded into Siberia. This is a very interesting word to use, and Liz has more information for us waiting in the Grammar Gym.
Hi, friends. Welcome to the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. In today's article, the writer mentions, in 17th century Russia, hunters and trappers flooded into Siberia in search of fur. That's our grammar tip sentence. And today our focus is on the word flood. Normally, when we're talking about floods or flooding, we're talking about how there's so much water in an area that normally is dry. But in today's sentence, the writer is not talking about water. Instead, she's describing how there are so many hunters and trappers going into Siberia that it's like rivers of people going into Siberia in search of fur. So whenever you want to be creative and you want to describe how so many people or things are going into a certain place and filling up the area, you can consider using flood. Like, before the actress appeared at the hotel, the lobby was already flooded with reporters. Or, Mike left his candy jar opened in his drawer and he found the drawer flooded with ants the next day. If you check out today's grammar tip section, you'll find more example sentences there. That's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time. Bye!
Thank you, Liz. Now, where were we? Right. Well, we were talking about these hunters and trappers that would flood into Siberia in hopes that they could get some fur that would earn them great wealth. Now, some say fur accounted for over 10% of Russia's revenue at this time. All right, if something accounts for something, that means it makes up. So this money, this fur, accounted for over 10% of Russia's revenue.
Well, that's very impressive. And revenue is a word from our word bank. Let's look at that. Revenue is the amount of money that you take in. And usually this is in reference to taxes.
That's right. Or the government, the money, the income that a government might make off of its people. Okay, well, maybe you've heard of the letters IRS. In the United States, that is the Internal Revenue Service. And they're in charge of figuring out our taxes. Well, that's revenue, and fur accounted for a lot of revenue in Russia. That's pretty impressive.
That's right. So, to take advantage of this trend, Russia's czars set a tax that could only be paid in fur.
Well, it's good to take advantage of good things like this, and there was a trend. That means a lot of people were doing this. So they decided to tax people in fur, not money or other kinds of coins or certificates, but fur. They wanted to take advantage of this trend. Let's look at that phrase. Now, when is it okay to take advantage of something? And what should we take advantage of, Carolyn?
Well, if you take advantage of something, that means that you make good use of it. Mm-hmm. So you should take advantage of opportunities, good opportunities that come your way. Take advantage of good business deals. But there are things that we don't want to take advantage of, right, Gabe?
It's true. You want to take advantage of good things in your life. But don't ever talk about taking advantage of someone, another person. If you take advantage of another person, that means you're treating them in a bad way somehow. You're using them, possibly. So take advantage of things, but don't take advantage of people.
That's right. Well, they wanted to take advantage of the trend where hunters and trappers were flooding into Siberia to get fur, so they set a fur tax. We continue reading. Today, money comes mostly in the form of bills or coins. And that's true, that's usually what I see. But as we look toward the future, some speculate that electronic money will come to replace coins and bills.
Interesting. So some people are looking toward the future and speculating about the future of money. What does that word speculate mean? Well, that's a word from our word bank. That means you're not sure about something, but you're still considering it, you're still thinking about it, and the possibilities that could happen.
That's right. So you can continue to discuss that idea. You can also speculate on history. You can look at past events and think, well, what actually made that event occur? You can speculate and discuss it.
Now, speculating can be a good thing because it's good to discuss these kinds of topics. But is it always good to speculate? Well, no. It could turn into worry. For example, if your friend is lost and you don't know what happened to them, you could start speculating and imagining all these terrible things that happened to your friend. Don't do that. That's a kind of worry, and you shouldn't worry.
That's right. So you can speculate on good things. Perhaps you can speculate as well on the future of money. What do you think is going to happen? And we read our last sentence here. Who knows where the future of money is headed?
Well, that's a good question. Who knows? Only one knows, God. God knows the future of everything. But of course, in the future, we might be using electronic money. That could be kind of, kind of fun for everyone. Well, let's continue learning with Michelle in the language lab.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 revenue 这个名词。Revenue 是指收入，国家的税收或所得。例如 ,the new policy will decrease the government's tax revenue by at least 3%. 这个新政策会减低政府税收至少 3%。或者是 due to the popularity of the new product, the company's revenue rose 5%. 由于新产品的畅销，公司的营收增加了 5%。最后我们看的是 speculate 这个动词。Speculate 是指推测或推断。例如 ,the scientists speculated that the disease was spread by monkeys. 科学家断定这个疾病可能是由猴子传递的。或者是 many fans speculated on the reason of the sudden retirement of the quarterback. 许多粉丝在猜测这位四分卫突然隐退的原因。And now let's continue our lesson.
Gabe, I've had a very interesting idea after talking about money the past 2 days.
You have you? What is your interesting idea?
Well, you see, there's something called trading up, and I think I'm going to try to trade up this pushpin for your smartphone.
Good luck, Carolyn. Trading up, what does that mean?
Well, if you trade up, then it's kind of like doing something bigger and better. So you take something small to start with, and then you try to see if you can get someone to trade something with you or swap it with you for something bigger. Like a guy took a paperclip and he traded it up all the way to a house.
Well, I heard about that guy, and that is pretty impressive, but it's going to take you a long time to trade up to this smartphone. I'm sorry, I'm only accepting 20 chickens.
Really? Because, Gabe, you're in luck. I have drawn 20 chickens.
What?
Right here. Yes,
are you
serious? See, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Whoa, Carolyn! Those are beautiful chickens! Of course I'll make the swap!
Oh,
I got 20 beautiful chickens. Friends, thank you so much for joining us here at Studio Classroom today. And of course, we'll see you next time right here at Studio Classroom.
See you.
I got my chickens. I hit jackpot. 20 chickens.
I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend.
last a lifetime.